بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد الحمد لله my dear respected brothers and elders we were going through the life last week we started going through the life of سيدنا عثمان بن نورين رضي الله عنه And we were mentioning how Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, one of the reasons why he was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one of the reasons why he was so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was because of his quality of generosity. He was a very, very generous person. And this is something which makes a person very close to Allah ta'ala. A person may have less good a'mal. Maybe they don't perform too much nafal namaz. Maybe they don't give too much, they don't fast for too many nafal fasts. However, if a person has this quality of sakhawat, of jood, of generosity, then this can make a person very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, he says that when I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the very first time, then I heard him say, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَفْشُ السَّلَامِ وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامِ Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu was a Jewish rabbi. And he became a Muslim. And he said, the first thing I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying was, O people, afshu salam, spread salam amongst yourselves. Wa at'imu ta'am, feed people food. Wa sallu bil-layli wa nasu niyam, perform salah at night when people are sleeping. Tadkhulu al-jannata bi-salam, you will enter Jannah very easily. So three things, spreading salam, this increases the muhabbat, increases the love amongst the Muslims. Feeding people. Again, this is both of the first two things are to do with increasing muhabba amongst the brothers, increasing the love, increasing the bonds of connection and affection. And the final thing is your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing tahajjud at night time. Now this tahajjud does not have to be long tahajjud. Our people hear tahajjud and they think, how am I going to do tahajjud? If a person struggles to wake up at night time, then perform tahajjud before you go to sleep. But make sure that this tahajjud is not missed. It's such an important act of worship that only the people, when Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi passed away, then somebody saw him in a dream and they said, Oh Junaid, you're a great alim, you're a great wali of Allah ta'ala. Many, many people came to you, they sat in your dars, they sat in your lessons, they benefited. Maybe because of all of this Allah forgave you. And he said, no. In the dream, he said, no, this is not the reason why Allah Ta'ala forgave me. He said, مَا نَفَعَنِي إِلَّا رُكَيْعَاتْ كُنْتُ أُصَلِّيهَا فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ He said, the only thing that benefited me was رُكَيْعَاتْ You heard the word rakat. Rakat means one rakat. رُكَيْعَاتْ in Arabic, that means small rakat. He said, the only thing that benefited me were the two small rakats that I used to read in the middle of the night. This is what saved me from the azab of Allah Ta'ala. This is what saved me from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. All of this teaching and all of this farz namaz and everything else, the thing that saved me was the two rakats namaz I would perform in the middle of the night. So these are things that we need to inshallah practice. So as we mentioned last week, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, when in the Battle of Tabuk, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was encouraging people, everyone donate for the sake of Allah. And he said, I will donate 100 camels with the provisions of the journey as well. And then Rasulullah carried on encouraging the Sahaba and he said, I will donate 200 camels. Then he said, I will donate 300 camels. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it does not matter what Uthman does after today, it's okay. The good deeds he has done today by donating 300 camels for the sake of Allah, this is enough for him. Ye uske liye, unke liye kafi hai. And in another narration, he mentions that جَاءَ عُثْمَانُ إِلَى النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِأَلْفِ دِينَارٍ حِينَ جَهَّزَ جَيْسَ الْعُسْرَى The Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, again this hadith is narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi in his famous book from the Siha Sitta, you have Sunan al-Tirmidhi, and it's mentioned that when it was the Battle of Tabuk, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu came with 1,000 dinars. Now in the Arabic, in the currency of the Arabs, you had the dirham and you had the dinar. Dirham is a silver coin and dinar is a gold coin. So one dinar is very expensive. It's a coin made of gold. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the Battle of Tabuk when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging people to donate because the Sahaba are not very wealthy. They don't have enough money, enough provisions. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu donated 1,000 dinars, 1,000 gold coins for the sake of Allah. So, and فَنَثَرَهَا فِي حُجْرِهِ, and he came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting here, and he came, Urdu mein kehte unke god mein. So he came and in his lap, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu gave the 1,000 dinars. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy, he said, مَا ضَرَّ عُثْمَانُ مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ. And he said this twice, مَا ضَرَّ عُثْمَانُ مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ. After today, whatever Uthman does, any bad thing Uthman does, will not harm him. Meaning, he's done all his good deeds. So this is how pleased Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with him. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, he mentions that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the Sahaba to give the Bay'atul Ridwan. Bay'atul Ridwan was when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the intention to go for Hajj. And he took 1400 Sahaba and they went for Hajj. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look, we don't want the Quraysh to think we are coming to attack them. So make sure you wear your ihram only, and you only carry maybe a light one sword, because on the way, if any danger comes, any harm comes, we have something to protect ourselves with. But don't have lots of weapons and armor, so the Quraysh think we're an army coming to attack them. We want them to know that we've only come for Hajj. So they went, 1400 Sahaba, with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Quraysh straight away, they sent an army out, and they didn't allow the Muslims to come for Hajj. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I need to choose someone who will go to the Quraysh and who will negotiate for us. Make them understand we're not here to attack them. We are only here to perform Hajj. We're going to come in, perform Hajj, and then we're going to go. Nothing else is going to happen. We're not going to speak to anyone. We're not going to talk to anyone. So he thought, who should I send for this job? And he thought it has to be a person who the Quraysh actually value. If you send someone like Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, who the Quraysh regard as a slave, they're not going to give him any haysiyat, any kind of worth. So we need to send someone who is a noble person, someone who they respect and they look up to. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu went. Now while Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was talking to the leaders of Quraysh, a very long time passed. So in a very long time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't hear anything about him. Where is Uthman? Is he alive? Is he well? Is he okay? He didn't hear anything. So Rasulullah became very worried sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, we will take a pledge of allegiance that if Uthman does not come back safe and sound, we will attack them, even though we're not prepared for war. The Sahaba had the ihram on. Some of them had swords, some of them had nothing. Rasulullah said, we will attack them and we will take revenge for Uthman. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand like this, and the Sahaba, they put their hands on top. He put his hand, right hand first, and then he put his left hand on top, and he said, this is the hand of Uthman. So he put his own hand and he said, this is the هذا يد عثمان. So the Sahaba who were there, they say, we would have given our lives for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, this is my hand. But Rasulullah said, this is Uthman's hand. And he put his own hand on his hand. فَضَرَبَ بِإِحْدَى يَدَيْهِ عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَكَانَتْ يَدُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْرًا لِعُثْمَانَ خَيْرًا مِّنْ أَيْدِيهِمْ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, this hand Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put, when he said, this is the hand of Uthman, the Sahaba would have given their lives to make Rasulullah say this. That, you know, this is the hand of certain Sahabi. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Uthman, innahu la'allallah. And this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hinted to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, a time will come when you will have a very difficult job. Allah is going to make you the Khalifa of the Muslims. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Uthman, Allah, a time will come close when Allah ta'ala aapko ek qameez pehnayenge. Allah will make you wear a shirt. Make sure you do not take this shirt off for anybody. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell him what the shirt was. He didn't say Allah is going to make you Khalifa. He said a time is going to come where Allah is going to make you wear a shirt. Make sure you do not take that shirt off for anyone. That's all he said. At that time Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu didn't know that he was going to become the Khalifa many, many years later on. But this is all Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him. And this is why when Sayyidina Uthman became the Khalifa, it was a very difficult time. And he was a very soft person. Very soft. Isliye Uthman kehte na jin jo apne bachon ka naam Uthman rakhta hai. There's an element of softness in there, narmi. He was such a soft person. While before him, Sayyidina Umar was Khalifa radiallahu anhu for 10 years. With Sayyidina Umar, there's no messing about. You can't come to Sayyidina Umar and say, I want this, I want that. He's going to durra like, he will sit there with his whip, with his lash. And if you say anything which he doesn't like, he will hit you first, and then he'll tell you what you said wrong later. This is how Sayyidina Umar was. Everybody was so scared. They say the fitna was closed, the door of fitna was closed in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. As soon as Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu came into power, because he was so soft, one of the biggest problems he had was his family members. His family members came and said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, can you make me governor of this place? Can you make me governor of that place? Can you give me this? Can you give me that?" And then the people saw, okay, he's very soft. We can take advantage of him. So everybody would come, and Sayyidina Uthman would just deal with everyone with extreme softness. So many of the Sahaba didn't like it as well. Many of the Sahaba said, he's too soft. You know, this is not on. The way Sayyidina Umar controlled everyone, Sayyidina Uthman is letting everyone slip. So many of them said to Sayyidina Uthman, maybe you should resign. Maybe you should resign, step down, not be Khalifa anymore. Maybe you should give the Khilafat to somebody else. Sayyidina Uthman used to quote this hadith, radiallahu anhu. And he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Allah is going to make you wear a qamis. Allah is going to give you a responsibility. Make sure you don't leave this responsibility for anyone. People are going to put pressure on you. This is why he never left it. Not because he had any kind of kibar, I need to be the Khalifa, but because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him. And in the next hadith as well, Abu Salama, one of the servants of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he says that on the day that Uthman radiallahu anhu was killed, assassinated, when he became shaheed and he was in his house, then when these people were attacking him, Sayyidina Uthman said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a pledge from me, took an oath from me. Ik ahda, ahdak uhda liya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Uthman, as long as you are alive, you make sure you stick to what you are doing. And he said, فَأَنَا صَابِرٌ عَلَيْهِ, I will stay patient. You people can put pressure on me, I will not let go of the Khilafat, I will stay patient upon it till I die. And then he mentions some of the good qualities of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. He mentions that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is one of the 10 Sahaba who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the glad tidings of Jannah in the world. And he's one of the 6 people that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu chose, that when he passes away, these people will be, one of these people must become the Khalifa after him. So out of all of the Sahaba, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu chose the best of the Sahaba. Okay, these people, Rasulullah, when he passed away sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was happy with them, so they are the best people to lead the Ummah. And he was one of the people, out of the Sahaba, he was known as one of the people who were always ready to spend their money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was also one of the son-in-laws of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he had many different fadilat, many different virtues. And then he mentions about Sayyidina Uthman's khilafat. How did Sayyidina Uthman become Khalifa? I'm just going to mention this and then inshallah we'll finish. So Sayyidina Uthman, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu passed away, we mentioned last time in the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu that he told Suhaib, Sayyidina Suhaib. Sayyidina Suhaib was a freed slave. He told him, Suhaib bin Sinan radiallahu anhu, he said, Oh Suhaib, I want you to lead the people in namaz for 3 days. And in those 3 days, these 6 people that I've chosen, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Zubayr, Sayyidina Talha, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and I'm missing one name, Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas. So these are 6 people. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, Oh Suhaib, you lead the people in Salah, and these 6 people are going to stay in one room, and their job is to, they need to find a Khalifa from amongst them. One of them has to be the Khalifa. So for 3 days, give them the chance to discuss amongst themselves, and in 3 days, if they have not reached a decision, then after 3 days, you go and you choose someone. You go and you choose someone from them. And we mentioned that, so what happened, we're going to mention now. So he mentions that, وَصَلَّى عَلَيْهِ صُحِيبٌ وَنَزَلَ فِي قَبْرِهِ مَعَ ابْنِهِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَهْلِ الشُّورَى وَجَمِيعُهُمْ إِلَى طَلْحَى فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ غَائِبًا فَلَمَّا فَرَغُوا مِنْ شَأْنِ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ جَمَعَهُمُ الْمِقْدَادُ بْنُ الْأَسْوَدِ. So another person that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu told a few people that make sure that these 6 people get, you know, decide upon a Khalifa. He told a few people. He said, make sure that you watch them, protect them, look after them, but they need to find a Khalifa from amongst themselves. So one of the Sahaba, Sayyidina Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiallahu anhu, it's mentioned that these 6 people gathered in his house. In another opinion, it mentions that these 6 people gathered in the room of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. That they gathered in the room of Sayyidatina Aisha. Another opinion mentions that the Baytul Mal, the public treasury, where all the money of the Muslims was kept, this is the room where these 6 people gathered. And there are other opinions that have been mentioned. So anyway, they gathered in this room and then they blocked the door. Nobody is allowed to enter. Till they don't decide who is going to be the next Khalifa, nobody is allowed to enter. So now they started to discuss amongst themselves that who is going to be the Khalifa. So, As they were discussing, they were all quiet. Nobody wanted to say, I should be a Khalifa. Nobody wanted to say, I should be a Khalifa. So then three of them, they said, we are going to pass on our responsibility to three others. So Sayyiduna Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he said, so the six people, all of them have a haq to become Khalifa. All of them have a right to become Khalifa. Sayyiduna Zubayr said, I give my right of Khilafat to Ali. And he backed down, he stepped down. He said, I give my right of Khilafat to Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, and he stepped down. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu anhu said, I give my right of Khilafat to Uthman. And he stepped down. And Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas said, I give my right of Khilafat to Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. And he stepped down. So three of them stepped down straight away. They gave their haq onto the other three people and they stepped down. So the only three remaining people are Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. These are the three men standing. Okay, one of these three people have to become the Khalifa. So then nobody's saying anything, because nobody wants to say, I want to be Khalifa. Nobody wants to say, oh, you should be, he should be. Now Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf was the oldest out of them. He's very old. He was older than Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or very close to his age. So Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf said, okay, I know that you two people are not going to make a decision. So he said, I will make the decision for you. Are you both happy if I make the decision amongst you? And they both agreed with this. And then what Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, he did was, those 3 days, that, because as soon as the 3 days started, Sayyidina Zubayr, Talha and Sa'd, straight away, they dropped their rights. So from the they had 3 days. So Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf would leave the room. And he would go to every man, every woman, every child in Medina, and he would ask them, who do you think should be Khalifa? He'd ask everybody. He mentions he would go to the rooms of the women folk of Medina, and he would ask them, okay, who do you think should be Khalifa? Out of Ali and out of Uthman radiallahu anhuma. And he says almost everybody said Uthman. He said almost everybody said Uthman radiallahu anhu. It's not that Sayyidina Ali didn't have his position and all of his virtues, which will come later. He had all of them, but the people preferred Sayyidina Uthman to be the Khalifa after Sayyidina Umar. One of the reasons could be because he was much, much older as well. So they just chose Sayyidina Uthman everywhere. He said everybody I spoke to was saying the name of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. He said then I did mashwara, then I did istikhara, and he spent a lot of time deciding who he should pick. And then what Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he mentions, let me just see if I've missed anything out. So he mentions that, so Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he called someone and he said, call Ali to me. Call Ali radiallahu anhu to me. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came to him. And he says, فَنَاجَاهُ إِلَىٰ ثُلُثِ اللَّيْلِ. He started talking to him at the beginning of night. So it was as soon as it was night time, he started talking to him all the way till it was tahajjud time. So for a very long time, he was talking to Sayyidina Ali. Fanaja, private conversation he had with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And then he said, he said to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, إِنَّكَ أَحَقُّ بِهَذَا الْأَمْرِ لِقَرَابَتِكَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَسَابِقَتِكَ وَحُسْنِ أَمْرِكَ وَلَكِنْ أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ صُرِفَ هَذَا الْعَمْرُ عَنْكَ مَنْ كُنْتَ تَرَى أَحَقُّ بِهِ. So Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, very respectfully, remember Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf is dealing with two of the sons-in-laws of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali is the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Uthman is the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He naturally has so much respect for these two people. So he has to speak to them very respectfully. So he calls Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He says, oh Ali, it's possible that you may become the Khalifa, because you were so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of your family ties. And you were one of the first Muslims. And you have many good qualities. He said, however, if you were to tell me who is the best person that you think should become Khalifa, who would you choose? He said to Ali radiallahu anhu, oh Ali, who is your best choice for Khilafat? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, without thinking, he said Uthman. He said Uthman is the best choice. So when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu left, then Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf said, call Uthman to me. Someone went and they called Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu to him. So again, he spoke to him for a very long time, طَوِيلًا حَتَّى فَرَّقَ بَيْنَهُمَا مُؤَذِّنُ الصُّبْحِ. From beginning of tahajjud time all the way till Fajr Adhan, he spoke to him. And in the meantime, he had the conversation and he spoke to him and he said, oh Uthman, you have so many good qualities. But if you were to choose someone to become Khalifa, who would you choose? And he said, I would choose Ali. I think Ali is the best choice. So both of them have said the other person is the best choice to become Khilafat. So Sayyidina Abdul Rahman, obviously, he now, this responsibility lies with him. So he mentions, I'm going to cut a long story short. So it mentions that the next day Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, he gathered everybody in the masjid and he made the person give the adhan, as-salatu jami'atun. From the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would happen was, whenever there was something important to discuss, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell the mu'adhin to make an i'lan, make the announcement, as-salatu jami'atun, and everybody would come. So before namaz time, this important issue would be discussed. So Sayyidina Abdul Rahman gave the command to someone, make this announcement. So they made the announcement and all the people came to the masjid, the men, the women, children, everybody. And that time everybody would come, because everybody wanted to know what was happening. So, and then what happened, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, he sat on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sat on the top level. The minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had three steps. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf sat on the top step. And he sat on the top step, وَتَقَلَّدَ سَيْفًا. And he had his sword which was hanging next to him. And then he called everyone to the masjid. And when all the people were in the masjid, one of the last people to come to the masjid was Uthman radiallahu anhu. He probably heard the announcement late and he sat at the door of the masjid. There was no space in the masjid, so he had to sit right at the door of the masjid. وَكَانَ رَجُلٍ حَيِّيًا. And he mentions here as well that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was a very shy person. So he's not the type to say, I'm a Sahabi, everybody give space, I need to go to the front. You know, I may become the Khalifa. He sat all the way at the back because out of shame and his shyness. He didn't come close. In front of him are the women, the children, everybody. And then Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf gets on the minbar. And first he stands on the minbar. And he stands for a very long time. He stands where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stand. Rasulullah would stand on the third step, the bottom step. So he stands there and he stands for a very long time and he does a very long dua. وَدَعَى دُعَاءً طَوِيلًا لَمْ يَسْمَعُهُ النَّاسِ. He lifts his hand and he does dua for a very long time, standing. Nobody can hear what dua he is making. ثُمَّ تَكَلَّمْ. Then he starts to speak. And he says, O people, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, إِنِّي قَدْ سَأَلْتُكُمْ سِرًّا وَجَهْرًا. I have been asking all of you quietly and loudly. Meaning I have been asking everyone. مَثْنَا وَفُرَادَا, two by two and one by one. I have asked everybody their opinions. جَمْعًا وَأَشْتَاتًا, in groups and separately. فَلَمْ أَجِدُكُمْ تَعْدِلُونَ بِأَحَدِ هَذَيْنِ الرَّجُلَيْنِ إِمَّا عَلِيٌّ وَإِمَّا عُثْمَانِ. He said, every response I got was the same. I asked about these two men, Ali and Uthman. Everybody said the same thing to me. Nobody made them the same. Basically, everybody said one of them should be Khalifa and one of them shouldn't be. And you all chose the same person. And then he said, oh Ali, you come here. فَقُمْ إِلَيَّ يَا Ali. So in front of everybody. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu comes. And he stands in front of Sayyidina Abdul Rahman. فَوَقَفَ تَحْتَ الْمِنْبَرِ. He stands underneath the minbar. So then Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu takes the hand of Ali radiallahu anhu. And then he says, هَلْ أَنْتَ مُبَايِعِي عَلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ وَفِعْلِ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ رَضِيَ. He says, oh Ali, will you take allegiance? Will you take bay'at on the Kitabullah, that you will carry out the Kitabullah, the Book of Allah, to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and live your life according to the way shown by Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu? Do you take bay'at on this? قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ لَا. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, no, I don't. He says, وَلَكِنْ عَلَى جُهْدِي مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَطَاقَتِي. This is the wisdom of Sayyidina Ali رضي الله. He said, I don't say that I can do this, but I will say that I will try my best. Sayyidina Ali رضي, because Sayyidina Abdul Rahman is saying, oh Ali, do you take allegiance? You will follow the Kitabullah, Book of Allah, and the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the way shown by Abu Bakr and Umar. Ali رضي الله said, I can't give you this promise. All I can say is I will do my best. And then قَالَ فَأَرْسَلَ يَدَهُ. And then he dropped his hand. He let go of the hand of Ali radiallahu anhu. And then Sayyidina Abdul Rahman said, قُمْ يَا Uthman. Oh Uthman, you stand up. فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِهِ. He took the hand of Uthman and then he said, هَلْ أَنْتَ مُبَايِعِي عَلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَسُنَّةِ نَبِيهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَفِعْلِ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. Oh Uthman, do you take bay'at that you will follow the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way shown by Abu Bakr and Umar? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said, Allahumma na'am. Yes, I will. قال فرفع رأسه إلى سقف المسجد وَيَدَهُ فِي يَدِ عُثْمَانِ Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Awf, he lifts his face towards the roof of the masjid, and in his hand he's holding the hand of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, and he says, اللَّهُمَّ اسْمَعْ وَشْهَدْ اللَّهُمَّ اسْمَعْ وَشْهَدْ اللَّهُمَّ اسْمَعْ وَشْهَدْ O Allah, you hear and you are witness. O Allah, you listen and you are witness. O Allah, you listen and you are witness. He said this three times. And then he said, اللَّهُمَّ قَدْ جَعَلْتُ مَا فِي رَقْبَتِي مِنْ ذَاكَ فِي رَقْبَتِي عُثْمَانِ He said, O Allah, whatever responsibility I had, because the responsibility now is Abdurrahman bin Auf, radiallahu anhu, to choose the Khalifa. He says, whatever responsibility I have taken it and I have placed it on the shoulder of Uthman, radiallahu anhu. And then all of the people came, was Daham and Nas, in Urdu is Bir, you know, Loonki Bir. There was, everybody gathered and he was so busy and the people came and they all started to give bayat to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Hatta ghashahu taht al-mimbari, until he was like, they were all over him. He was standing under the mimbar and he was like, everybody was going on top of him. So many people, everybody is rushing to give the bayat to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. And then he mentions, and then Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, he sat on the minbar where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat on the second step, and Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu sat on the bottom step, and then people came. So Sayyidina Abdul Rahman is sitting on the second one and Uthman radiallahu anhu is sitting on the bottom one, and everybody came and they gave bay'at to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came and he also gave bay'at to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. And the author mentions that this is hadha huwa thabit fi wilayati Uthman, this is the truth of what happened. And then he mentions, وَلَا تَغْتَرُّ بِمَا سِوَا هَذَا مِمَّا يَنْقُلُهُ الرَّوَافِذ Don't be deluded, don't be deceived by what the Rawafidh, by what the, we can call them Rafidhi, the Shia, we can call them, don't be deluded by what they say. That Ali deserved to become the Khalifa and he wasn't given his haq. Don't be deceived by this. He mentioned that this is the whole story that happened. It was a very lengthy decision, it was a very difficult decision. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf made the decision and everybody was happy with it, including Sayyidina Uthman, including Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. Everybody was happy. So don't be deceived by saying Ali radiallahu had the haq and he wasn't given the haq. Because unfortunately this is what they say, isn't it? فَإِنَّهُ لَا أَصْلَ لَهُ Because their criticism has no place. There's no room for their criticism. There's no asal, there's no evidence for this. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. Inshallah, next week we'll finish off the life of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.